What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trevor Harris and Larry Bluestein taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening on the South Florida High School Sports Show. And glad you could be with us on this Wednesday. This is kind of our option. We had a chance to do Monday, but that was kind of like, wow. After getting home almost after 1 in the morning on Sunday night, early Monday morning, I think this was a good deal. All the teams in the state did real well on opening day. And obviously Alabama and FSU and Miami and Notre Dame kind of stole the show because of the competition level. But I think the University of Florida, you know, being ranked, 14th, 13th, 15th, wherever you want to say that they're ranked, probably enjoyed having Long Island University as an opener rather than to have to play Miami like they did to start the 2024 season. They got a chance to look at quite a few players in there. DJ Lagway threw for 3 touchdowns, got a chance to look at some of the really, really good offensive weapons that they have. Corey Bender from Gators Online covers this team year-round, and I'm sure he has some positives and some, even though in a 55-0 win, sometimes you make mistakes. You miss field goals. You miss blocks, things that are going to hurt you down the line. But Corey has been covering his team long enough to know, and he's kind enough to join us. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time on our Wednesday show. And hey, so what do you think? I mean, would you much rather open up against an opponent like Miami or something like Long Island University where kids can get, a little bit of confidence going?
Yeah, Larry, no, thanks for having me on, man. No, I think you said it perfectly after playing Miami last season. Obviously, it didn't go the way it wanted to go. And then, ever since then, people are kind of looking at Billy Napier. Is he the right guy for the job? And, the heat was on right out the gate. I think with Long Island, especially with DJ Lagway having kind of an injury plague offseason, is the opponent they needed to kind of have Lagway get his feet wet, get his confidence up. And, even though there was so much expectations of DJ Lagway going into this year, he needed more snaps. He was injured for a lot of last year, so we need more game time. Right. So I think it was the perfect opponent, the perfect time for this Florida team. And like you said, Larry, everyone knew they were going to beat Long Island. It was a blowout from the gate. But obviously there's some positives and some negatives. I think one of the main things is, offensively, Vernell Brown, he has some big plays. He stepped in and definitely didn't look like a freshman. Tramell Jones, the backup quarterback. As you know, Larry, he missed his senior year due to injury, and he was calm and collected. And I think gives Florida fans some kind of a fresh, sigh of relief knowing, okay, I think we have a guy in the number 2 spot, DJ ever was to go down or have to step out. you have a guy who's more capable, is more calm and collected to kind of take on that role. And I think, Larry, the biggest thing, too, though, when you want to kind of look at stuff they have to prove on, I think it was 11 tackles for loss for Long Island. And that's kind of unacceptable for an opponent, like for a team like Florida, who brought back almost their whole offensive line. I mean, Jake Slaughter's an All-American. You have a lot of returning pieces. So, obviously, a lot of positives, but a few things to work on. And as we saw, USF and Boise State, USF is not going to be a slouch in week two. So, they're going to have to make some improvements, you know, going into week two.
Yeah, you make a good point, too. Obviously, you know, in a game like that, it could be a little sloppy because the focus sometimes might not be what you want, and it's the first game, but you're 100% right. You know, you look at Lagway, he was on target. He completed, 75 to 80% of his passes. You got a chance, as you said, look at Vernell Brown, who's a freak of nature and going to be around 3 years, so you better get a good look at him. Eugene Wilson, freak of nature. Hayden Hansen had a touchdown reception. Michael Sturdivant also did extremely well. But you know what? As you said, they missed a couple of conversions. They missed two field goal attempts. They missed an extra point. So those things kind of, you know, like against a team like, you know, Long Island University, where it's 55-0, that wasn't going to hurt them. But down the line, you know, as you said, this week's going to be a little bit tougher. You know, if you know Coach Golish, over Alex Golish over at USF, he doesn't compromise, and he's taking this game like it's the biggest game of the year. So he's, and we saw him last year in the first half against Miami play them head to head, especially with a quarterback that comes back. Yep. And then you got a situation too where they played Alabama 2 years ago, and that damn thing went all the way down to the end of the game. So
yeah,
you know, so you never know. It's going to be, you know, Florida's got a huge crowd, but USF has something to prove, because the next week after, they got to come down to Miami and play Miami. And it's, you know, it's not an easy schedule, but at the same time, it's something that he looked forward to. Defensively, as you mentioned, you know, there's a couple of things that, you know, Florida has to work on, you know, finishing a lot of things, but they did.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
It's just shut out. Are you impressed with on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think Miles Graham, Larry. I mean, obviously the linebacker, Ernest Graham's son, who finished out his high school career at Buholtz in Gainesville. I mean, very athletic linebacker, a guy that's, you know, a guy can really move sideline to sideline, fluid in space. I know a lot is expected of him this fall. So I think seeing him, it's already a deep linebacker room, but seeing him emerge, I think that was a good thing for Florida. They're very excited about him. You know, Caleb Banks, who's their All-American defensive lineman, he didn't play last week, and understandably so. They're kind of nursing him back from an injury. So he's a guy that will kind of come back and really kind of make a statement. And I don't know if you, later in the game, Javari Flowers, Larry, I mean, he's a guy that saw some time later in the game, had a pass breakup. And I think right now in the secondary, I mean, they didn't have too many opportunities thrown their way. I think Long Island only attempted 11 passes, and they probably attempted a few more, but it was 11 actually thrown, and I think the other ones, the quarterback was flushed out of the pocket. So the secondary didn't have much to kind of, you know, there wasn't a ton to evaluate, but I think when you look at the secondary with Cormani McClain, Devin Moore, you know, the Deshaun Johnsons of the world, I mean, a lot of familiar names in the secondary that I think will have more opportunities against USF. And you mentioned, Larry, I mean, this USF team, I mean, even after last week, they said, hey, this isn't the same USF, you know. And I think even though some people are like, well, Boise State was overrated, and I think regardless if you think they're overrated or not, that was a statement win that I think in previous years USF probably would have fell short in. So you know coming into the Swamp, they're brimming with confidence. So they're thinking, you know, Florida needs to fix some things, but I think USF is thinking, man, that's, if we can somehow upset the Gators in the Swamp, I mean, I can't imagine the type of season they could have. So it's going to be very interesting. Florida, I mean, a lot of positives. I know you mentioned field goals. Trey Smack, I believe he only missed 3 field goals all last year. He's been one of the more reliable guys and kind of had a debut, to, you know, as far as season debut to forget. I think it was career high, 57-yarder, career long, I should say, but had a few others that he missed. So I think he'll bounce back. I mean, he's been reliable as it is, but I think when you look at Florida from A to Z, a lot to really kind of be proud of. But I think offensive line, when you talk to a lot of people close to the program, especially also the fan base, offensive line is where I think most people are underwhelmed just because it's one of the more experienced groups they have. And regardless of what the game is, even if you have backups in, Long Island's it's a big step down an opponent. So having 11 tackles for loss isn't a good thing. So we'll see if Florida can bounce back and really kind of tweak those things along the offensive line and prevent USF from getting the backfield. So I think the Gators still pick up a pretty sizable victory this Saturday, but you can't sleep on USF. I mean, they're brimming with confidence.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey Benner joins us, Gators Online, and we talk about that USF, but what about LSU, Miami, Texas, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Georgia, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Lord. Tennessee, and FSU? That's the schedule after Saturday. And three of those four games will be on the road, Miami, LSU, and also A&M, a team that came in and kind of humiliated the Gators last year at home. Tough schedule again. I know that if you mention that to Billy Napier, he'll say, let's just take South Florida, okay? Well, we'll concentrate on South Florida. Certainly a lot of optimism around this team. They'll know a little bit more come Saturday at 4:15 on the SEC Network, an SEC Network game. And then we'll take one game at a time. You got the ABC televised LSU contest the week after. And then Miami, and it doesn't get any easy. Corey, let everybody know how they can follow you, because I'm telling you, man, you do such a great job.
No, we appreciate it, Larry. Yeah, you can follow us at GatorsOnline.com. Simple as that. I mean, nonstop recruiting and team coverage. Really, I said right now the site's really trending up in a great direction. Gators Online is the Twitter handle. And then Corey_Bender, simple as that. That's my Twitter account. And right now you can join, you know, for $1. You also get a free year of access to The Athletic. So kind of a win-win as far as getting a lot of coverage from different angles. So definitely chime in. It's a fun time to be a Gators fan, as just like last year. I mean, Florida's rated, has the toughest schedule in college football. And like you said, Larry, LSU, Miami, that's when it gets serious. So that's why I think a victory over USF is needed, you know, as far as confidence to go into those big games.
I hear you. Corey, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll catch up really soon.
Thank you so much, Larry. Have a good night.
You too. Corey Bender from Gators Online. And take advantage of their special. If you're a Gator fan, please do so. I mean, it's inexpensive. You get a trial period. See if you like it. They do a lot of great jobs. They write a lot of stories. They have a lot of, you know, stats, things that you could use. And great information to have.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.